Good morning, James Maloney.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Not too bad, mate. I've got to say, mate, how was... we're talking a lot about atmosphere this morning. How did you find it, mate? And, of course, you're in that parade and presentation before the match. Must have been special to be out there.
Yeah, look, it was cool. You know, really enjoyed it. I thought the crowd and the fans gave the boys retiring a really good send-off, and we had a couple of functions for probably the 3 days beforehand and had a really good time. So, yeah, it was something I'm pretty glad I got to do, and yeah, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, Jimmy, I know your personality quite well, but do you get sentimental at all on moments and occasions like Sunday night when you realise that, oh, my time in the NRL is up?
Probably not so much. And I think it's more the fact that I'm still playing and I'm playing overseas. I think if it was it and I was completely retiring, then I think I'd be a lot more sentimental. But it still has that feeling that I'm just changing clubs again and I'm just going to a new side and things like that. Even though it's a different competition and it's on the other side of the world, it's still got that feeling to me. So probably not as sentimental, but I'm sure, you know, the bloke that were hanging them up, I'm sure that it would have been a pretty emotional time.
Yeah, and you talk about that atmosphere, and you're lucky enough to have been there on grand final day when the Sharks
won,
and you know, you played with the Roosters when they won, but it was one of the better sort of atmospheres I've been at on Sunday, with the Raiders doing the Viking clap and the Sea of Green and then the Roosters chant. How did you find the atmosphere?
Yeah, mate, it was awesome, you know, and I suppose when you're sort of not playing there, I think that's the only time you ever sort of get a little bit jealous of, you know, the guys running out onto the field, you know, when they first come out and there's 80,000 people and the joint just roars. It's awesome, and, you know, as footy players, that's why you love playing in the big games and on big occasions, because it is such a buzz to run out to a crowd like that. And, you know, the atmosphere was awesome. I thought the game was really good. Considering the lead-up, I thought it would be really close, and I thought it was a really good game.
What did you make of the controversy? I mean, it's the beautiful game, rugby league, James, but... like the six again, you're a player, you've been out there. You wouldn't be hearing the last, would you? You would just be looking at the signal with all those people cheering. I mean, you can't be sort of just hearing what the ref is saying 100% of the time, can you?
No, definitely right. You know, and I think it's just a shame that it's such a topic now. You know, it was such a good game, and you know, it's not ideal, but. You know, I think, you know, as a few people have said since, you know, I don't think it costs Canberra the game. You know, even if they had the six again call, you still don't know it. It all becomes hypothetical after that. Mm. Would they have scored, you know, would they have kicked a field goal or something, all this? And, you know, so... I always said in the lead-up, I said, look, I think it's going to be really close. And, I think the Roosters may be just because they've just got that many, you know, quality players that, as they did, they got one moment and they turned the game and capitalised. I thought Canberra were on top for a lot of that second half. And then sort of against the run of play, they sort of, you know, held their line and defender with 12 men for a fair period of time, and then as soon as they get one little sniff, they turn that into points.
How gut-wrenching would that be for a side like the Raiders, Jimmy? I mean, you talk about the fact that they were the better side in the second half, and they probably felt as though they were coming home the stronger, and they were going to get there, but in the end, that bit of brilliance from Latrell puts Tupu away and Tedesco scores. How would they have been feeling in the Raiders' sheds, and on the opposite side, the Roosters, how would have they been feeling?
Yeah, look, I think it's a hard lesson, you know, for Canberra. Obviously, a lot of those guys, you know, some of them, you know, playing in their first grand final and, You know, I lost my first grand final with the Warriors, and the one thing you learn is you never want to be a part of that again. You know, you know when you're talking about atmosphere and how big it is, there's no lonelier place, you know, when you're surrounded by 80,000 people and on that field when you've just lost the grand final. It's a horrible feeling, and I think if you get back there again, having experienced that it's a fair motivator to make sure that, you know, you come out with a different result next time.
Mate, have you been doing much research on the surrounds of where you're heading? Not too long until you head over to France, and you've been doing a bit of Wikipedia and just sort of finding the grouse joints to take the family or yourself to?
Yeah, we've been doing little bits and pieces, and obviously, you know, talking to quite a few people, and you know, everyone tells me how beautiful it is, and they said basically anywhere from Perpignan down to Barcelona and all that stretch in between is awesome and beautiful. So looking forward to it. I fly out in 2 weeks from yesterday. We fly out and we stop over in Dubai for 5 nights and have a bit of a holiday on the way over with the family. So yeah, look, it's all getting pretty close and all pretty exciting.
I ran into Jimmy after the game, and he was just Father of the Year. Jimmy, you were just outstanding on Sunday night. You were looking after the kids. Jess was giving you a rap. She's quite excited about going overseas. Yeah. Bit of travel.
Yeah.
Getting those brownie points up, eh?
Always helps, mate, when you can. She's really excited as well. You know, the kids are starting to get really excited. So, it's something we've always spoken about wanting to do. And, you know, I still sort of pinch myself sometimes just think, you know, how good is it that, you know, the fact that you can throw a ball around and play a bit of football, that you can take your family and travel the world and give them those opportunities. So, it's so exciting.
And you must be excited too. I mean, we spoke earlier before about Hastings going over there, getting the Man of Steel there now into the final. But the quality of that football, and you watch it now on Fox, you can watch it. It's just improving all the time. And look, we've seen these blokes come out now and play for Canberra. So, mate, you must be excited by the challenge as well.
Yeah, I am. And, you know, it's something I've always enjoyed, you know, even moving to different clubs. It's a new challenge. And, you know, I've never really followed the Super League too closely. So, you know, everyone sort of talks about how it's a little bit of a different game. And, you know, that poses another challenge. And, yeah, I look really excited about it. So, you know, the French side, the Catalans, they haven't been able to win a competition yet. So, you know, it'd be pretty cool to go over there and be part of, you know, the first side that could do that.
Well, Jimmy, it's been our pleasure having you on our program for the last couple of years, mate. I'm sure you're looking forward to going over there and having a wonderful time playing with Catalans. On behalf of the Big Sports Breakfast and from behalf of myself personally, mate, I want to thank you for everything that you've done for the great game of rugby league here, for every club that you've played for in the NRL, but also for New South Wales and Australia. You're a terrific bloke, mate. We wish you and the family all the best in your future travels, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.
Thanks, Oz, mate. Really appreciate it. I've had a ball and look forward to it continuing.
Good on you, mate. Beautiful. You've been a star for a lot of clubs in the NRL. You're a champion bloke. And again, we just hope that you stay safe, you enjoy yourself while you're over there. And when you come back home, mate, you'll always have a position here at the BSB.
Cheers, mate.
Beautiful, beautiful. I reckon we should lob. I reckon...
Oh, yeah. By the way, Jimmy, we're coming your first week. We need somewhere to stay.
Very good. James Maloney on the Big Sports Breakfast. And here, Loz. He's been outstanding to have on each week. Been a tough year, obviously, with Penrith.
He keeps the thing with Jimmy. Great fella.
Yep.
Tremendous football player. Always keeps fronting up. Honest as the day is long. Yeah. But personally, I know Jimmy, and he's a great character, a good man you want in your corner. and someone that's had a terrific career.
And he'll dominate terrific over there.
Career. Oh, I think he'll be their best player.
Yeah.
I couldn't get enough money on him being Man of Steel. There you go.
Well,
declaring him.
Declaring. Beautiful. All right, we've got some more texts rolling in here as well, and we're going to go to a break very soon. But heroes and villains, get involved. Send your text messages in 0419 767 272 or give us a call, 1353 53. And by the way, got a text here. Ring me when you get up, Mikey. I have to duck out early. So someone's texting the wrong number there. But Mikey, if you're listening, whoever's just tried to text
don't send photos.
Yeah, no photos.